I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, I'll be speaking with the author of a new biography of President Kennedy's favorite boxer, Floyd Patterson. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The investigatory committee led by former FBI Director Louis Freeh released their report about how the child sex abuse allegations against former Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky were handled, or rather not handled, by officials at the university more than a decade ago. What did you make of the report?
The first thing you make of it is that Louis Freeh really decided to take his job seriously this time. This is a burial job on the reputation of the university and Joe Paterno and the president of the university and everybody involved in this. Their reputations will never be salvaged, nor should they be. As bad as you thought it was, it turns out to have been infinitely worse.
Charlie, is it realistic to hope that other coaches, athletic directors, university presidents, and so on might be more likely to think about the victims and potential victims of something like this rather than the reputations of their institutions as a result of all we've learned from the Penn State case?
Yeah, I hope so. You know what? The best you can hope for is that university presidents decide that lying to grand juries is not a good idea.
The Major League Baseball All-Star Game was watched by fewer people than any other All-Star Game since the invention of color television or something like that. Should MLB be concerned?
I don't know. It's sort of a loss leader for the sport anyway. It's a weekend to celebrate itself. It's a lot of fun. I guess they should be concerned because anytime television gets nervous, any sport gets concerned. How's interesting, though, the highest rating of all American cities for it remains St. Louis, which it is apparently every year, leaving us to conclude nothing if not the fact that St. Louis is the best baseball city in America.
Fans at the Home Run Derby were so excited by Prince Fielder's performance in that event that they started punching each other and then eventually rioted. Wait, what?
Things were a little unruly in Kansas City this weekend. I blame the heat myself. The Royals fans booed Robinson Cano because he didn't put Billy Butler on the Home Run Derby roster. And then in the All-Star Legends and Celebrity Softball game, and this does not bode well for the upcoming season, by the way, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Matt Cassel almost got booed out of the building. So,
Steven Strasburg, who pitches for the first-placed Washington Nationals, is supposed to be limited to about 160 innings this season, Charlie, because he's coming back from Tommy John surgery. He's already tossed 100 innings. What happens if the Nationals are in a real pennant race when he gets to 160 innings?
No question. A medical miracle occurs, and he keeps pitching. it's a dilemma now. Let's see if they're still in contention at the end of the year, because I guarantee you if they need a win, it isn't going to be a dilemma anymore.
NBA rosters aren't the only ones in flux this week. I understand that there has been at least one change on the basketball team that will be heading for London very shortly.
Yes, the Los Angeles Clippers are once again the plague ship, death ship, whatever you want to call it, of the NBA. Blake Griffin hurt his knee. He's having arthroscopic surgery on it during a practice. He's been replaced by Anthony Davis, the rookie, who will have New Orleans fans holding their breath rather than Clippers fans holding their breath, which ought to be an interesting thing because Anthony Davis is a real center, and that's what the team needs.
Kobe Bryant said this week that he thought this year's Olympic team could have beaten the famous Dream Team of the 1992 Games, and at least two members of that 92 team, some guys named Jordan and Johnson, I think it is, say they found that assertion amusing. What about you?
Well, Charles Barkley said he found it amusing, and Larry Bird said they probably could because he hadn't played in 20 years and they're all pretty old right now. Two things. Number one, no, this team's team doesn't win, and I'll give you three reasons why. Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan, and Michael Jordan. And the other thing is, isn't it kind of sad that Larry Bird hasn't played basketball in 20 years?
Yes, it is, but it's very gratifying that he's the only one who put that question in precisely the perspective it deserved. Remy Di Gregorio, a French writer.
Say that again, because it's a great name.
Remy Di Gregorio, a French writer competing in the Tour de France, was arrested on Monday night. What for, I wonder?
Doping. Actually, it's got to be a serious thing if you're getting busted by the cops. He was arrested at the team hotel and then suspended by his team, by the way. Remy Di Gregorio, if you had him in your Tour de France pool in the office, you have lost already.
Charlie, the guys who have run FIFA, International Soccer's governing body, over the years don't have to take any drug tests, but somebody has apparently been examining their bank accounts. Anything of interest turned up there?
Yeah, apparently Joao Havelange, who was the former FIFA president and the one-time head of the Brazilian soccer enterprise, Ricardo Teixeira, received almost $22 million in what, how you say, kickbacks between 1992 and 2000. It was revealed by a report and a prosecutor in Switzerland that the Brazilians were on the take, which surprises approximately nobody who's been following international soccer over the last 20 years.
In part, the Olympics are, of course, about national pride. People from various countries are proud of how well their athletes can run and jump and swim and play basketball and so on. But do you get the feeling that the folks in charge of the U.S. team are not sufficiently proud of how Americans make clothing?
Yeah, all the team uniforms, and we'll talk about the berets at another time, by the way, were made in China, which has raised the ire of practically everyone, including an absolutely magnificent example of bipartisanship, both Nancy Pelosi and John Boehner and Harry Reid. Who thinks they should put them in a pile and burn them and start all over again. Why? Why every 4 years does somebody involved with the American Olympic movement do something this monumentally stupid?
And finally, it may seem to be too early to talk about the Super Bowl, but not for David Lee Roth. Why are Roth and his mates in the band Van Halen getting ready for some football?
First of all, it's too early for you to talk about the Super Bowl at halftime of the Super Bowl.
True.
Since that's what we're talking about now. But apparently Van Halen has been picked to do the aging rock star bit in the middle of the Super Bowl this year. Which
or
I'm,
so they hope.
Apparently they've volunteered for it. I don't care which group of aging white guitar heroes plays in the middle of the Super Bowl. I'm not paying attention anyway. I just want up with people back.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. And he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.